Shalom, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw a kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam says that two half shiurim of Kezias and Noisar are mitzdarev, of Pigal and Noisar are mitzdarev. So you see that they're one shame. But he also holds that, in the, like the Mishnah increases, beginning of the third parak, that if you eat a shiur of each, then you have separate karbonos, they're two shames. So are they one shame or two shames? So that's the steer that we saw in the Rambam. So it appears as follows. The Rambam explains that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we've been learning, Kuflamet Aleph, also say that the Azhara of Achilas Pigal and Noser is from the Pasuk of Lo'echal Ki Kodeshu. The Gemara Darshan is called, like we saw in Bili Yudzayin, Kol Sheba Kodesh Pasul, Litein Lo Sein Lachil Oso. So Kol Sheba Kodesh is Pasul, if it's Pasul Ba Kodesh, Psulei Mukdashim. There's a Lo'esa say for eating all the types of Psulei Mukdashim. The Ramban says that you can't learn it from there because it's a Lav Sheba Chalalos. So Ramban says you learn a pigle from a Gzeira Shelba from Noiser. Noiser, you have the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk. And that it's talking about not eating. There's a laugh to eat Noiser. And then you have a Gzeira Shelba of Avon Avon that teaches you pigle, but you can learn it from Loyocha Ki Kodeshu because it's a laugh Shibachlalos, laugh Shibachlalos ain't Lokin when the laugh includes various. Surim, it's called Lokame Surim, there's no Malkus. So the Ramban says you can't learn it from Yochel Ki Kodeshu because the Lam Sheba Chalalos. And the question then is on the Ramba. The Ramba does learn from Lam Sheba Chalalos. So how does the Ramba learn the Lam Sheba Chalalos, where we have a rule that there's no Malkus on a Lam Sheba Chalalos? So how does he derive that the Isser of Pigal from Loyachal Ki Kodeshu? So the Megillah Esther says, based on the Rambam at the end of the Sharashim, the Rambam says that if this Karis or Mises based in, you don't need much of a lav. Any lav you can kvetch out is enough. But Yos B'mitzvah Karis or Mises based in Ucholotzi Asar B'chol Adrachim Ha'isot Shet Slein Olon Asher Kasev Linkein is here. The Pasuk only punished if they first warned. So if it's Karis or Mises based in, find any lav you can. And that's why he wants to explain the Rambam that you can Malkus for the Lav Shebechlal since we already know there's a Kare, so for the Lav it's enough to kvetch out any Lav, even a Lav Shebechlal, but it's very hard to understand the Megillas Esther. In a Chanaimili in Kareis we can say Lav Koldu is enough, like the Rambam says in the Miyaseid in the Sharashim. Problem is that it's Mavur Lehedji in the beginning of the third paragraph of Makis. You get Malkus for Achilas Pigal V'Noiser. And then in Malkus, what does it help us that there's Karis? We need a real laugh for Malkus. Lav Shebechlalos doesn't work. So since it's clear that you're getting Malkus for Pigal V'Noiser, it's clear that there's an Azhara Gemura. Lav Shebechlalos doesn't help, and an Azhara Koldu that helps for Karis doesn't help. Because you need for Malkus, you need a real Azhara, a real Lav. Not anything you can kvetch at. So Lav Shebechlalos doesn't work. So again, we have to understand the Ramba. That he says the Azhara is from the Pasuk Kiyochel Ki Kodeshu. That's not, as far as Malkus goes, that's not an Azhara. It's a Lav Shebechlalos. So why are you getting Malkus for Pigal, which is learned from that Pasuk? According to the Rambam. So the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk is talking about Noiser. So that we have a laugh for Noiser, an explicit laugh for Noiser, but for Pigal we don't have. So the Ramban learns it Avon Avon, he learns Xerah Shav, and that's why you're getting Malkus. But according to the Rambam, Loichel Ki Kodesh, it was very difficult. It's a laugh Shebechlalos, so it would appear as follows. It says in the Yatoses Chadashim on the Mishnah, at the beginning of the third parak of Makis, he comments on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't hold like Tosim Sochim, who holds like the Ramban, writes like the Ramban. And the Mi'in Alavim, that Noiser has an explicit pasuk, so it's different than the Psulim Mukdashim. And Pigal, you learn from Noiser, Avon Avon. That's Tosis, that's the Ramban. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. He learns that Pigal and Pigal you learn from Kol Sheba Kodesh Pasul. That's a loisei alachilasa, like the Rambam writes here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Chibur and the Yad. So the Rambam learns differently than the Ramban. So the Tosafot Chadashim writes that the Rambam is Doicha the Sugim Sochem. Sugim Sochem says the Lashe B'chlolas. The Rambam holds it's not, because you have the Sugin Makas that understands the Dabra Pashat, that you're getting Malkas because of Kikoidishu. So either according to the Rambam, as the Tosfos Chadashim understands it, it's a machlokes hasugyos. And in fact, Tosfos already comments that in Makkos we see that it's Soisu the Gemara Psochim. Maram Sochem says Alav Shebuchlalos. And in Makkos we see it's not Alav Shebuchlalos. So it's a Machlokes HaSugyos. And the Rambam was passing like the Sugya in Malkus, that it's not Alav Shebuchlalos, and maybe you can learn from Kikodeshu that you're getting Malkus for Pigal. So what exactly is the Machlokes? It's a machlokes hasugyos. What's the machlokes hasugyos? So it appears as follows. That it says in Psochim that it's a lav shebuchlolos, nira pashut, as follows. That the Lashon HaRamban, B'sherish test, he explains as follows. We're going to lav ha-nidrish kol shebukodesh pasu liti in lesa alechi lasoi, she-nechnas in tacht of tomei, v'yoytzei, v'lon, v'nishchot b'laylo, pigul. So the Ramban says in the pasuk of lo-yochol ki-kodeshu, this is a lois to say for anything that was passed by Kodesh. And what does that include? It includes Tame, it includes Yotze, it includes Lan, it stayed overnight, it includes if it was Shechted at night, it includes Pigel. V'zulasim harba inyanam chalukum l'gamra. Tzon olam lav zel yitzar kama v'kam inyanam shaynim. L'shaychem zel azek on tam. If it answers a lot of different things that aren't shaykh to each other, that's a lav shebechlalos. The kol echad havei yisr v'shem b'fnei atzmo. Rak the kolam atara Bechad lav the kol shebekodesh pasach b'yisoidim isurim chalukim ninu. So b'yisoidim they're different the isurim, and the Torah just included them in one, so you don't get malchus. So that's the sugyan pasachim, and that's pashtus, right? It's a lav shebechlalos, because the pasach answers a few things together and they're not shaykh to each other. So may lav shebechlalos ain't like it. However, to explain the sugyan malchus that takes it as a davar pashut that you're getting malchus for Pigula as well. So and it's not a lav shebuchlalos. So how would we explain that it's not considered a lav shebuchlalos? So the answer is based on the Me'iri and Psochim. The Me'iri and Psochim writes, "Upigul v'noisav yotze lokan achilasim shenem v'sraptus v'noisav beish loyachal ki kodesh hu kol shebukodesh pasav alkasav litin lotze al achilasav apish lav shebuchlalos hu." So you see in the Me'iri something very interesting. That it's true, it's a lav shebuchlalos, like we see in Psachim. However, we can say that you get malchus because it's not called a lav shebuchlalos. He writes, Pigol noiser v'yotze, you get malchus al achilasam. You get Malkus. And even though it's a lav shebechlalos, you can say, Shem psul echad hu. It's one shem psul. It's like the lav of Los Asa Malacha, which, right, each one is a different shame. And it's not called a lav shebechlalos, Los Asa Kol Malacha, even though there are a lot of different Isurim. In Los Asel Malacha, but it's not considered a lav shebuchlalos. So here also, it's not considered a lav shebuchlalos. Why not? Because you see from the Sugya in Makkos that the Sugya in Makkos understands that you're getting malchus, so it's obviously not a lav shebuchlalos. But why not? So the Me'iri writes a lashon of. In other words, that the Torah, not in the Meiri, is that the Torah asks. all these psula and mukdashim is not because it's an iser prati on each thing individually. But the Torah aser tame mishum etzem ze, davi tame, yotze because it's yotze, pigle because it's pigle, noiser because it's noiser. No. Kol ikare iser bakulam mishum etzem hapsul bakodesh. The Torah asra achilas kol dovrish and nifsal bakodesh. Mishum l'sad psuli hamukdashim. There's one yisoid is tikka psul. Like on Shabbos also, one yisoid is tikka psul of chil Shabbos. Malacha. Here there's one yisoid is tikka psul. What's the yisoid is tikka psul? Psuli hamukdashim. Shem psul echot. What's the shem psul echot? Psuli hamukdashim. So it emerges that together of the lav lo yachal ki kodeshu, it's not because the lav is kodel esurim chalukim b'shem kloli, the psul b'kodesh. Rather, zeo gufa yisod ha'yisr b'kula. There's one fundamental isr. And what's that fundamental isr? Shem psul. What's that shem psul echad? Psul ha'mukdashim. They're all called pasul, psul ha'mukdashim. It's one isr. And that's why it's like lo sasa ko malacha. They're all oifanim of asiyas malacha. You're right, there are 39 different malachas, but they're all under the same umbrella of malacha. See, so here also, all of these asurim, la and yotzei tame, all of these different things are all under the umbrella of psula b'kodesh. Shem psul is one shem psul. Never since it has one shem psul, it's not considered lav shebichlalos. It's all one psul. Interesting. In the Shinuim and Perish Rashi, to this drasha of kol shebichlalos possible, called to the cause of leading losa se'al achilasa. Psachim, he writes, Melsiv ki kodeshu yaseira l'rabbis shapsu k'al shapsu l'mukdashim. It says kodeshu is superfluous. So it's marba other psulei kodshe kodshim. B'laf k'gon pigol v'yotze v'nishpach damo. So in Rashi we see that it's true that the Ikra Pasuk is talking about noiser. Nevertheless, from this yidur of ki kodeshu, we include other psulei kodesh. So akopanim chazizin v'chazinu we see. That mishum yitur vi alfusa udahave, it's a yitur. See, alfusa, there's a superfluity, so we have a limit from that superfluity to be marred by other isurim. Rabbi Nesugin Makis, after he writes that it says noiser, it says v'seraftis a noiser b'esh lochi kikoydeshu, he explains as haritz pigol nami mehacha dechsiv kikoydeshu. In other words, since it's Kodesh Shenifsel. We learn all Kodesh Shenifsel. Gets a loisa say. This is Rashi and the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And there the Mishnah is saying, Ve'elohein Halokin. So it says there, no sir. And Rashi writes, Sivus Rapsin Osavesh ki lo yachal ki Kodesh hu. Basaras pigul nami mehacha. Midachsiv ki kodesh hu kolomer mipneishu hu kodesh nifsal. Lamadnu mikan kol sheba kodesh pasul ba kasub litin lo se alachi lasai. So it's mamish gevaldik. Harashi here says not from the yitro lasha. But it's because it's kodesh. Anything that was nifsal ba kodesh has a psul of kodesh. That it was nifsal ba kodesh. It isn't, there's not two separate things going on over here. It's one. Also later on, Yud Chesam Beis, B'nai Kiv Skiv, B'nai Seh Lo'echal Ki Kodeshu, Nasen Tam Adabra Ki Kodeshu Shenifsal. Kumo Kol HaKodshim, Kumo Ken Kol HaKodshim Shenifsalu. So we see in Rashi, that way they were marbe, we include Shab Suli HaKodesh, is not because of a Yitr or any Alfusa, but rather Kodeshu teaches us the Yisod Lisra Achilas Pigol, because it has a shame Psul BaKodesh, not because of the shame Nicer, not because of the shame Pigol, but because of the shame Psul BaKodesh. And once the Torah defines it that way, so anything that's included in that category is going to become, you're going to get Malkus, it's going to be Yasser. So you see, Shinuyim in Rashi, it's Gevaldik, that in Malkus he says one way, and in not because of the Yidur, it's because of the Atzim. It's Nifsal B'Kodesh, it's therefore it's Yasser. And in Tochim, it's because of the Yidur HaLashon. Kodesh is superfluous. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that it's a machlokes hasugis, and the machlokes hasugis is expressed in Rashi. Then Makas it holds sugis holding that it's not a lav shebichlalus, and Memela It's not different lavim. It's all one. It's all one shame lav of psul b'kodesh and the sugim psachim. No. It's learned from a yitur lashon because they're different. It's not all included under the same umbrella. It's not all under the same umbrella as psul b'kodesh. Rather, you have the Isser of Nosar, and then from the extra Kikoideshu, you learn the other Psulim. But that's something separate, and that's a Lav Shebechlalos. So those are different Isurim. It's not all one, it's not all the same Psul. In Psachim, they're different Isurim. They have a Yitra Lashon to tell you. You Asur A, you Asur B, you Asur C. Whereas in Psachim, in Makkos, we see the Lashon of Rashi tells us no. In that psula b'kodesh, it's also psula b'kodesh, all the same psula. So the sugim psachim holds that the asodas are b'noiser is mitzad etzem Hashem noiser, and not because of psula b'kodesh. And memela the yisur b'shar psula b'kodesh isn't shaykh to the yisur of noiser. The yisur of noiser is also alts noiser, like the pasuk says, and then we have a yitra lush to tell you there are other surim as well. So that's a libud de sugi de psachim. But a libud de sugi in makis is not a lav shebechlalos because it's not isurim chalukim. It's all noiser as asur alts psula b'kodesh, pasul b'kodesh, and they're all asur alts pasul b'kodesh. Whereas in psachim, noiser is asur alts shem noiser, and the others are asur not because of shem noiser. Because we have a yitra lashon to tell you that there are other isurim as well, but it's not the same shem as noiser. But in makis, Rashi's holding it's all the same shame nosa, it's machokis as sugyas. It's all shame psula b'kodesh. It's a machokis as sugyas. So it's a nimtza medyuk, like we're saying in Rashi, that there's a machokis as sugyas between psachim and makas, and like we saw in the Meiri, that it's one shame psula. And in makas, we're holding it's one shame psula of what? Of psula b'kodesh. And memela, it's not a lav shebechlalos, and you're getting malchus because of kikodesh, because of that pasuk, according to the Gemara and Maseches Makkos. According to the Gemara and Maseches Psachim, you can't give malchus because of the lav shebechlalos. So now that we have this yisod in hand, it's a shame we can tanse right in the next shir. And we can see the teretz of the Kash and the Rambam, that we asked in the Rambam, how is it that the Pigel and Noser, on one hand, they're mitzdari for a shir, chetzi chetzi. So you see it's the same. On the other hand, they're obviously shnei shemus, because you're chayiv a carbon for each one. If you eat a shir of each one, behelei machas, you're chayiv a carbon for each one. So which one is it? Is it one shame? I don't see that two separate shemus. But if they're mitzdari, if it's one shame for a chetzi chetzi, so based on our yisod, we're going to be miyashiv in the Rambam b'siyata d'shmaya, and it's going to be very sweet. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. B'li neder namshich.